Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you, and happy 316 day. I said happy Stone Cold day. I said it's March 16th. 316. 316. So let's get ready, because the only way to do this is to do it right for Stone Cold. What up, Christy? What? Dong over on Rumble. Dennis over on Rumble. What up, guys? Let's get ready to Rumble. You're not on Rumble. Hop over to Rumble. Oh man. What do you think Stone Cold's drinking right now?
With one beer, two beers,
Johnny, what up? Marco, what up?
A shot of whiskey. A
what?
And a Bloody Mary.
What? Shout out to Phil, who just hopped over on Rumble.
Went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol.
What? More specifically, vodka. What? 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 And more beer. Man, Stone Cold is the man. It's funny how he's not even a big alcohol drinker like he was before. I think he's more into the weed now. Cheers, and he is into the alcohol. Shout out to Marty. Said, how you feel about Keenan Allen on the Bears? Okay, I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings because last year, Keenan Allen had one of the highest target market shares in the entire league. He will not have that this year. It's a little bit different when you got like nobody like out there. I mean, Mike Williams, would he get hurt like game one? I don't even remember when he got hurt. I know Josh Palmer got hurt for a while. Like, there was like a rotating I don't know, just a rotating cast of like wide receivers, and Keenan Allen was pretty much the only one who was there that was constant. So if DJ Moore stays healthy, like, he will not have, like, what did he have last year? I think a 31% target market share or something insanely ridiculous. Something very ridiculous. He will not have that. So am I happy for my dynasty Keenan Allens? Not really, because his value to me dropped. Might not be significant drop, but you go from Justin Herbert and being the only guy there to Fields. They're a running team. They're a run first team. And you got DJ Moore on the opposite side of you. Who's even the number one? Who's even the official number one there? Because I would assume, you know, like, talent wise, if they were both in their absolute prime, it would be Keenan Allen. But Keenan Allen, he's no spring chicken. He's a little long in the tooth. And his value to me dropped, not significantly, but it did drop. So yeah, that was one of those moves for the Bears. Amazing. Fourth round pick for Keenan Allen. I mean, I know it's like a 1 year rental, but shit, if you're trying to make moves, like, this is a way that you make a move, because whatever fourth round pick you have, whatever, whoever they would have picked with that fourth round pick, they will probably not be as productive as Keenan Allen in this next year. But just a 1 year rental, though. Just a 1 year rental. But if they totally whiffed on their fourth round pick, that, you know, just, it's whack anyways. So I think it's a great move for the Bears. For Keenan Allen in fantasy, I'm not super, super excited about it. And what up, Titans? Titans for life in the house. Steven, what up? He said, let a 24-year-old receiving stud walk. And they signed a 30-year-old receiver for more money. Well, which one, who'd they let walk? You talking about Mooney? I mean, I think that the Chargers are paying some of Keenan Allen's, money. I'm not 100%, but hey, shout out to our man Ghost Monkey in the house. What up, homie? And Randall said, do you think Mike Gesicki with Burrow has 8 TD upside? No, I don't. Rarely does Burrow target the tight end like that. And unless he has two games where he clocks three touchdowns in each of those two games, like, maybe, I just don't see it happening. Like, you got Chase and you got Higgins, and like, no matter what, he's going to be third fiddle to both of them. So could it happen? Potentially. Do I think so? No, I think it's a long shot. He's probably good for like 3 or 4. Yeah. And Titans for life said, Titans suck. You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying. And shout out to Crispy, who just hopped in there over on Rumble. If you guys do not follow me on Rumble, make sure you go follow. We go by 420 Crew Sports on Rumble. It is always a good time. I'm always live streaming there. We always have way more people watching on Rumble than everywhere else. That's why I will always keep promoting Rumble. And you can subscribe and become members over there, and you get access to custom emojis that we got over there, just like on Twitch and like we used to have on YouTube. And if you want to support the show, you can leave super chats on Rumble. One of the cool things about Rumble is if there is a big time sporting event, I will be streaming it on Rumble, not just there talking like this, like literally streaming the event. So we all watch it together. Super, super dope. And Marty said, and the Bears got DeAndre Swift, more mouths all around. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, DeAndre Swift, you know, I mean, no matter what, a running back is going to take away from the wide receivers, like, no matter what. I don't know if Fields is going to like throw to the running back a lot, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, are they going to completely change around like that part of their scheme, you know, to where they throw the ball at what, Swift, like, what, like 80 times? Like, we hope that that's like ultimate, like, ceiling, like, pass catcher running backs, like 80 receptions. I don't think they're doing anything like that. Like, you'll probably get 30 or 40. Well, I mean, could he even cross 50? Like, he could, but we're going to need to see a total change in like scheme from the way that they're using Fields. Cause most of the time it was a designed play when they threw to the running back. At least it seemed that way. Cause anytime that he got any kind of like hands in his face, I mean, he was already taken off. Jacob, what up? He said, I actually don't think that the Titans overpaid for Ridley despite the narratives. I don't think so either. Now, Let's talk about that one. I think that this is horrible for Calvin Ridley. Horrible for Calvin Ridley. We just haven't seen a Titans wide receiver just like be dominant and worth the fantasy price if they're a really high draft pick. And like Calvin Ridley now being the number one, I mean, he was already a pretty high draft pick last year. Everyone thinking he was going to be the number one for the Jags. And I'm not excited about him going to the Titans. I have like zero shares of Calvin Ridley. Dynasty wise, does his value go up from this move happening? Yes, but only to people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's going to be bad. Either way, the QB play, like let's say they get a QB, you know, something of that nature. I mean, then I'll be changing the tune. Hey, Peacock in the house. What up, Peacock?
What's going on, man? What is up?
Chilling. Yeah. So someone just brought up the Ridley news. I think he goes down in value to me personally because of what his stats are going to do. But I think the public perception of Ridley, I think his value rose. What do you think?
Public perception of Ridley rose? Probably just because of the numbers and the number of years. But I saw his tweet. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was something like, I'm 29 years old, but in reality, I'm 25. Because he missed like 2 years or he took 2 years off or whatever. But mentally, the dude is 12. So
you start saying stupid shit like that, I gotta put you in the same ring with Hulk Hogan, who says that, brother, I used to live 400 days a year because I would go to Japan and the back and forth commute made me get that many extra days, brother.
Time traveling.
Hogan just like sitting there with just a look on his face like, huh. Not how that works.
Interesting. I mean, if you think about it, they make up the numbers, right? The rotations and all that stuff. It's just all subjective. But I guess if Calvin Ridley, looks like he was 25 years old in the field, that would have been a different story. I mean, if you look at some of the plays last year, I guess with Trevor Lawrence, there was a lot of Trevor, you know, missed him by, you know, a few inches here, or he caught the ball and 1 foot was out of bounds. So there was a lot of big plays that were taken away. I know specifically versus the Texans, there was like 2 touchdowns over the course of the season that weren't touchdowns because Ridley either stepped out of bounds or Lawrence missed them. And I was happy about that, but I don't think that's going to get any better in Tennessee, especially with the quarterback play that they got there. So I think that, you know, me personally, Calvin Ridley was a guy I was off of last year when he went with the Jags anyway. It kind of worked out for me there. So I'm still off of the entire Ridley thing. I think the public perception will rise because of the amount, the huge deal. I mean, these guys didn't pay AJ Brown roughly the same thing, who's a lot younger and a lot better than Calvin Ridley. They let him walk. They tried to replace him with Treylon Burks, and now they go do this. So I don't know. It's kind of odd.
Okay, and that's who Titans was talking about. He was talking about, he was like, you guys are idiots. You let AJ Brown walk, and they traded him, you know, to be fair. Like, they didn't just let him walk. But yeah. They didn't get a lot for him because they really thought Treylon Burks was going to be the next AJ Brown. Didn't really work out like that. And the coolest thing, Randall just brought it up right now. The coolest, and I'm just putting this part in. The coolest thing about Calvin Ridley is how we get to make fun of him, because he put it in quotes. I always bet on myself, Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, no kidding. Where did my oh, there it is.
Yeah, Titans for Life said, I also didn't like the Pollard signing. That one kind of confused me. You go from Derrick Henry to now Pollard and Spears, and like with what they paid Pollard, it's like he has to be the 1A. Like, you don't pay a guy $8 million as a running back and him not at least be the 1A.
Yeah, and that's a 3-year deal, I think, right? And
get out of it after 2, though.
I think that's still, to me, it was a surprise move. I don't see Pollard like coming in and being just your workhorse running back. I think his best football was when he had 1-2 punch with Zeke, and then we kind of saw him tail off a little bit last year. So it kind of surprising. Not necessarily, because maybe he'll go in there and have like some sort of timeshare deal with Tajay Spears. You drafted Spears, you know, who looked really good actually last year in those spurts, you know, spelling Henry. So it's a weird move, in my opinion, but you know, congratulations to Pollard for getting, you know, more money than I expected he was going to get out there on the open market.
And Song on Rumble shouting out Peacock.
What's up, Song?
I had no idea
Song's oldest kid was that old. I was like, whoa, Song, you're up there with us, bro. I thought Song was a lot younger.
Yeah, man, Song's older than this.
Yeah. I know. I swear I thought he was like younger than us, but you know, that's a kudos to good genes, Song. Look good.
I really do think that the Titans are the biggest losers in this.
Yeah.
Like, not because of that they didn't sign anybody, because actually the Cowboys, you know, I mean, they got Eric Kendricks. They got lucky that he kind of flip-flopped on the Niners there, but
that was weird.
Gary did to get him to flip-flop. But the Titans, having what they have, I think they had like the fifth or sixth most cap. And you go out there and you get, you know, an older Calvin Ridley, and I don't know if that's an overpay or not. I mean, they gave him damn near 100 mil. You know, like, I know that, I'm sure they can get out of this deal after like 2 years,
couple of seasons or something. Yeah.
But still, and then Tony Pasta, like, you know, from Derrick Henry to Tony Pasta, it's going to be like an entire different, like, just scheme look. And they were already looking down before. And now you lose Henry, who seems like the only guy who, like we just think of as like a Titan. I don't know. Like, who else is like the face of the Titans now? It's been Henry for like the last couple years.
It's DeAndre Hopkins now, which is crazy to say, but kind of, right? Like, he's probably the best player on the roster at the moment, you know, at even given his age. But, you know, he can still go up there and win 50-50 balls. And he had great games with Will Levis last year, a couple of them. So I think if the quarterback play goes up, they expect Levis to do, you know, better or at least flash more than what he did last season. Then, you know, that it's not too bad to start the rebuild this way, I guess. But I don't know, man. You get rid of the best asset they got rid of was their head coach, which was just stupid. You know, Mike Vrabel was the best thing for the Titans. He was the reason they were so good, I believe. And then Amy Adams is just so butthurt that they lost to the Texans twice, and in the, you know, horrible fashion, that she just goes out and fires Mike Vrabel over that. So,
yeah.
You know, they're lost, to be honest.
That was a stupid move for them, because you think of like how good the Titans did in like these random years where, like, I remember the one year where I think they still had first, and like Derrick Henry missed like half the year. AJ Brown missed like a big portion like of the year. Like, yeah. They've overcome a lot of adversity with that defense and having like a pretty mediocre offense. I mean, Ryan Tannehill's the best QB that they've had in the last.
It was only two seasons ago that they stomped on the Ravens in the playoffs, or two, three seasons ago. It was, you know, their defense is legit, and they're a well coached team. And then they just kind of, like I said, they let the best part of that go. And when Vrabel was gone, I was like, yes, you know, it doesn't matter what they do right here for a bit. It's going to take a little bit to recover from that, in my opinion.
And what Titan say here? He said Texans apparently like the Titans signing half of the defensive front. I mean, it's crazy. But
we did that to take that away from us. We don't have to play against those guys, and we can just guarantee those wins over the season. Smart moves. You take away from the rest of the AFC, you take away from your division opponents, and you add to your team. I mean, that's a win-win, buddy. It's not that we want to be the Titans. Trust me, we don't.
Johnny said, "Will Pollard A get 1,000 yards all purpose or rushing?" Rushing, I don't think so. All purpose, I mean, he should, but when do they really throw to the running backs like that? And I know a lot of it's Derrick Henry, but like, do they completely change things around and, you know, make Pollard get 40 plus receptions, 50 plus receptions? Like, I don't know. Like, we got to see it. I got to see it to believe it. Like, I'm not going to bank on that kind of stuff. That's for sure. And 1,000 yards, that's like nothing. That's 58 yards a game.
Yeah, that is nothing nowadays, especially with the extended season. And, you know, sometimes there's garbage time, you know, down the road. I don't think that the Titans are going to run into a whole bunch of that. But, you know, there are certain games that they'll be up and they'll be able to give the rock to probably Pollard over Spears is my guess. But who knows?
Stranger said, and then they hire. Nice. There we go. Yeah, let's see the new piece that you got.
Oh, yeah. This is the wedding pie. Oh, yeah. Sure. So this cool little guy, this is the proxy, and this is just the thing itself, right?
Okay.
And this is the thing itself. There's the chamber. It has the cap and the joystick carb cap, right? And that'll go into either the dry piece, the pipe, right? Fits in just like that. Boom. And you don't need water or anything like that. Or I have the bub attachment, which is the little bubbler.
Nice.
Right, and pop that in there. And then they sell so many other attachments for this. It's like a standard, like 42 centimeter diameter. I don't know what the hell it is, but they have so much glassware that you can get out there, right? Two clicks, heats up in about 15, 20 seconds. I'm ready to go. I can boost the dab. I can, you know, hit it four times consecutively if I want to keep reheating or whatever. And then it has five settings. So you click the button once, you got your low setting in blue, then you get, you know, your green, and you can't really see that red and white. And then if you triple click it, you get like a rainbow setting that's super high compared to all the others. Yeah. And I got to go into the manual and figure out exactly what the temp is. But, you know, you kind of play it by ear and by feel. You don't necessarily have to know exactly what it's burning at. My
here's one of the things too, that I always got to remind people with these e-nails or e-rigs or whatever. So let's say, let's just throw a random number out there. Let's just say that you pick 400 as your temp. That's what you want. Because 400 is pretty good. Like, that's like a real nice low temp dab. You can taste it. You know, it's going to be really amazing. Once the inside of that chamber starts getting a little bit used, that 400 is not going to hit the same. So you might have to like raise it a tiny little bit, but that's just something for anybody out there. You don't want to waste your dabs. If you feel one time like that same 400, you're not getting the same hit, just raise it. It's because you've used, it's because the rig is a little bit used, and now the interior little coil or whatever is a little bit used.
This was jelly papaya. Yeah, I've been messing with it a little bit. So like sometimes I'd say it's a bigger piece or bigger dab I'm going to put in there. I kind of burn it just a tad higher to get it all, you know, down or whatever. And then when I come back to give it the second or third round, I sometimes lower the temp because it's already hot. And that way it'll just reheat a little faster. And the taste isn't, you know, it doesn't burn or it doesn't taste burnt. You know what I mean? So you always want to get that nice taste. Once you start tasting it a little burnt, it's time to probably clean your chamber out and put another dab or whatever.
I hate
hot dabs. Yeah. Cold start dabs are the best. I'm about to take my first one of the day. I just don't know what. I think I'm going to take the Mendo Breath because this stuff looks so cool. It's like, I don't want to tilt it because this one's like chunky. It's going to fall out. Hold on. Yeah, this one's more like on the crumbly side, the Mendo Breath. I can't get a good shot. I need a better camera. I'm on my phone today.
Strange said, and then they hire Callahan, and he said, forehead coach, period. He said, an offensive coordinator who doesn't even call his own plays. Yeah, it's pretty that. How can you be an offensive play caller, offensive coordinator, and you don't call your own plays? Like, I've never really understood that.
And this is the little carrying case that I can keep the pipe in, and it opens up and has the storage and little secret stashes for, you know, to hide all your concentrate. I got three spaces for concentrate in this one particular bag, and then it has extra spaces to put things, hide things, your stash, papers, whatever you need to do, right?
Yeah, nice, Chase. And I could go for some dabs right now. I'm gonna throw in my link. If you guys are not on this whole dab craze yet, you guys got to get on there. And
yeah, it's so cool.
Used in the Puffco. It's funny because Dr. Dabber, that's who I fuck with, and Puffco. I mean, it might as well be the East Coast and the West Coast of fucking Dabber gangs. So it's funny to me.
It is. It's true, but I mean, we're still doing the same thing, and that's all that matters. We're getting lifted.
Yep. different
technology. I don't care how you do it. Yeah.
Different technology for sure. They each have like, you know, your own reasons why. Like this one, Puffco doesn't have anything like this. Like,
no, that's a big rig, man.
I don't have to recharge this. I can take like 100 dabs in a day.
For sure. They have a bigger version. That's the one my buddy has. And that one you can connect to your Bluetooth. It's super snooty. He's like, check it out. You want me to bring Johnny Utah over? That's what he named his Peak Pro. And I was like, sure. Right. And he brought it over. And then he's like, here's the app. And I'm looking at the app. And he literally named it Johnny Utah. It's a picture of his rig. It has Johnny Utah on there, and then it says like the battery life, how often he uses it, his average dabs per day, his favorite temperatures, and then like he can control it all from his phone, like via Bluetooth. I was like, that's just. I was like, how much more did you pay for that compared to me? And he's like, $200 more. I was like, no, thanks, man. I don't need that. I don't need the government tracking my dabs.
Oh man. And Philly Mike OG said, dabs are addicting. Be careful. Well,
they are.
I mean, just like good weed is addicting, you know, because like you just want to keep smoking it. You know, like if it's not something that you're used to, you might like it.
Yeah, I find myself with this, though, like making it more of like a ritual type of thing now. Like it's like, okay, I'm going to take like my one or my two, and then it lasts for quite a long while. And then I don't have to come back to it until later. So I'm definitely doing a lot less. I know I was ripping like 10, 12 bong hits and then being like, okay, I'm good now. Back in the day, so, or not even that long ago. So now this lasts me a little bit longer.
Oh man,
goes the distance.
That's how it goes. Oh, and you got to hit up these heady swabs on
Instagram. I need some. I have regular cotton swabs that I got just on the fly for right now. And I have 91% isopropyl alcohol. I'm looking for 99% when I go to the next store that I drop in at. So I want to take care of my my stuff, make it last, because it wasn't cheap to get, but definitely worth it is what I'm going to say. Yep. Definitely worth it.
Hell yeah. And I know Tino was talking because the smaller one, the one that's a little bit more portable, it's about $250. Right. I think this one specifically because it's the Khalifa Kush like edition.
It's more expensive because of the colorway.
Yeah. And like the actual battery part, like as the temperature like raises and stuff like that, like it'll turn yellow. And so it is like pretty cool. But you can get same one, I think, for like $175, like from them. It's just not the Khalifa Kush like black and yellow edition. But even for $175, Tino was talking about it. He was like, man, like he's like, just imagine if you had to buy, you know, an e-rig for your house. You know, like the e-nail itself probably costs like $150 to $250. And then you still have to buy the actual piece to smoke out of, you know, and then you're going to have to replace the
nail atomizer at some point. Yeah.
That shit. And you will have to, change these ones out. So they have this atomizer, it's $95. It's fucking insane, but it's like this crazy titanium fucking piece on the outside. And then it has this like silicone like insert that can like withstand like so much like heat. And like I didn't even know, like I wasted 2 dabs like having it on like the normal setting. I even put it on the highest and I was like, this isn't fucking right. Like this is like wasting my dabs. Like why would I get a fucking $95, you know, insert and now I can't even hit it. And then I go, gotta hit the YouTube, gotta hit Google and shit like that, figure it out. There's like a setting on here, it's called like the crystal setting, and it turns up the heat to just like this insane amount. And then once I hit it, because all that weed was getting wasted before and it was all liquid like in there, it was an insane fucking dab.
Yeah, you go in there to clean it and you're like, no, look at all this.
I was just pissed and I just left it in there. So
you could resmoke it. I mean, whatever. It might not taste as good, but it still does the job.
And Philly Mike OG said he'd go number one, shatter, sugar, and then crumble. I mean, the live rosin, that's definitely the 1A of like concentrates right now. I love crumble though. Like I got like 2 ounces of crumble like 2 months ago. And
I got some live batter here. I got some live resin. I don't have any rosin.
Yeah, the live resin I think is I would say like that's like right below the live rosin. But that's what's crazy is like there's so many different ways that that these concentrates happen now. And Philly Mike OG, I'm pretty sure that Philly Mike OG called Saquon on Monday before he actually went there. And he said, low-key good signing for Philly. That's not a low-key good signing. That's a really good signing. Like, there's a lot of people who hate on Devin White. He's not, like, amazing in coverage. Like, I don't need my middle linebacker to be amazing in coverage. You just need to be able to cover the fucking running back 9 times out of 10.
Like, exactly. Yeah. There was a certain, like, Blake Cashman's really good in coverage. So, you know, that's something that, like I said, we did lose, but off the ball or whatever, he plays really well. But yeah, I mean, anybody who's solid and who's been around in the league, like Devin White, he's not good. It's not just, maybe it was a little under the radar, I guess, with all the other free agency stuff. Maybe that's what he's saying. Like, it's kind of like a low key. But to me, that's a big name and it's a big thing for that defense. I mean, anybody who knows a little IDP is going to be like, whoa, you know, it'll raise an eyebrow over there.
I think there's a lot of people in real life who hate on Devin White.
That could be it.
He was, I mean, shit, he was a number 7 overall pick in the NFL. So maybe he didn't live up to expectations, but they were hitting Tampa Bay. They were hitting him and Antoine Winfield Jr. All that shit. I mean, those guys were good enough to help them get to a Super Bowl and win. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And that's what you want. You know, that's what you want. And I feel like the Eagles made moves like that for the Super Bowl push again, which is good because we were talking a few seasons ago, like, you know, they lost a lot of people. They're not going to be able to maintain kind of that thing. We saw a little dip this year, but you know, Jason Kelce retiring, then you go get Saquon, you add some other pieces, you know, they're not just giving up on this window they have with Hurts.
Yeah. What up, Tino? What's going down, bro?
And, so, Tino, don't forget, Tino, we still got $100 on the Cowboys Texans.
Nice. It's funny. Sometimes I'll listen to the New Heights podcast, the Kelce Brothers podcast. Yeah. Man, I feel sorry for Jason Kelce, man. Like, he's still, like, I think he still is, like, mentally on the Eagles.
Yeah.
They're talking about free agency signings and things like that. And Travis Kelce brings up Chris Jones, and he was like, oh, yeah, $95 million. Number 95 on the field, $95 million in the bank now, guaranteed. And then they talk about how they franchise tagged Legarius Sneed. And Jason Kelce's like, yeah, I was a little disappointed with that because I really thought he was going to come over with us, you know, to the Eagles.
Yeah, if you talk that way, J.J. Watt still talks that way, you know. Like, he's in the locker room. Well, I mean, I guess he is in the locker room even up until last year. but yeah, I guess, like, you know, when you play for one franchise for so long, it's just, you know, it's that us against everyone kind of mentality. So, and Pat McAfee's still that way with the Colts.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know if they're getting paid. Like, if McAfee's getting – I know that these guys can have different – guys associated with the team who get paid and they're not, like, you know, coaches or anything like that. But if he's not getting paid like that,
right. Give him something on the side. Cause he talks up the Colts all the time.
Yeah. Like, sooner or later you just got to, and I don't know, maybe they're doing that just to stay in the good graces with the team for whatever reason. Who knows? They should be in good graces with the team either way.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Some guys just leave and they talk shit about their team. Like, what was it, CJ Gardner-Johnson? I'm pretty sure when he left the Eagles the first time, he was like, fuck them fans. And now he's back.
Yeah. Well, I think it was because they were talking shit. Like, what about Tiki Barber talking shit about Saquon? Uh-huh. Oh, you're dead to me. You're dead to us going to Philly. You're dead to us.
Saquon, you know, kind of chimed back, and he was pretty much just like, shut the fuck up. You always been a hater. He's like, don't try to smile at me when you see me in public. That's what he said. Yeah. I was like, damn.
As it should be. Like, man, why are you going to do that when the Giants are the ones who didn't re-sign him?
Shit. It goes both ways. It's always the player being unloyal, not the team. Like, wanting to give their guy the money and take care of him.
What about when Tiki was on contract and then just left? And said, I'm retiring, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Because they won a Super Bowl that year.
Didn't get the ring.
Idiot. And he's not even the best. He's not even the best. Grande, you know, his brother.
He was better.
Super Bowl. His brother played way longer than him. His brother got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Tiki's a joke.
He had a fumbling problem, too. From what I remember, I was Tiki high and tight towards the end of his career all the time.
Scrub. And Stale P said, I love the sugars and the batters. I used to sell Shatter and always hated it. It's a pain in the ass to work
with. It's so sticky. My brother-in-law had some. He was like, hey, come over when I got the rig, because I didn't have any concentrates. Remember, I was just kind of waiting, like, shit, yeah. I got the rig. I had you know, whatever. So I went over there and we took it out.
You can't use an E rig like this, like, what, you know, one of these portable ones. Can't use the Shatter in that. It's fucking hassle.
This one, I mean, I was able to do it, but it is a hassle. it's sticky. Better, it's horrible. It was like that candy. It was almost like candy, like that, I don't know, that clear lollipop stuff.
Like is. Because, yeah, and
I've had some.
Be a certain temperature, because, like,
right,
it's too hot, yeah, like, you can't even,
it'll,
like,
melt
it, it literally goes into, like, that candy, and then you have to throw it into the refrigerator or something. And but if you throw it into the freezer because you want to, like, cool it down quick, but then you leave it in there too long, then that shit's hard and, like, it, like, just breaks apart like it's a fucking peppermint candy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting
into, yeah, his the other night when I went or whatever, it was like that, but then if you left it out on the table, it started to get sticky, so it turned into, like, toffee, like, and I was like, no, this is the worst.
Yeah, the way, like, what you need, you're all about your Shatter, you got to have, like, a wine chiller, you know, like, mm-hmm, line.
Mini fridge.
Yeah, where you can set the temp on what you want it to be. Because refrigerators, I mean, what do those go? Like 38 degrees or something? That, you know, if you leave it in there too long, I mean, that just kind of gets a little too cold. Like, you need it just a little bit warmer than that.
I'm going to put the light behind my camera. Maybe you can see this better. This is the jelly papaya.
Nice.
Come on, focus. Focus. Fuck. It's good. This one tastes so fruity. It's like literally papaya. It's like, how do they do that?
And Mitch Trubisky's always in the chat with us here. What up, dude? He said DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are gonna be fire.
The Texans almost got Keenan Allen supposedly, and that they were letting Keenan explore trade opportunities with the Jets and the Texans, but then he ended up going to the Bears.
Yeah, it's crazy because he said that the only teams, and I don't know how true this is, but what he worked out with his agent, he said the only teams that I'm willing to be traded to are the Jets and the Texans. But that changed.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. I would have been like, oh yeah, give me Keenan on a 1 or 2 year rental, you know. Because we ended up re-signing Noah Antonio Brown, which is essentially like signing a Mike Williams because they're hurt half the time.
Oh, Stranger. Yeah, we know Stranger's got some good stuff. He said, you're messing with the wrong stuff. He said that I could be outside 95 degree weather and it's barely tacky. I like it.
They're probably getting some bad grade shatter then. That's why I'm opting for the batter. You know, I know what's good.
And Tino said, y'all are tripping. He said, shatter and rosin's where it's at. I mean, I'm with you. I said the 1A for me would be that the live rosin.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like hating on shatter's still good. It's way better than just, you know, it's a concentrates for me are like up here, right? And then you have your flowers and then you have your like distillates from like the pen. Those are below everything to me because they just, I don't know. They don't do the job. It doesn't last as long and tastes bad if you're trying to take a big rip. So it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, and like the shatter, I mean, especially with ones like this, I wouldn't even be able to deal with it. Like, it's different when you have the bucket and all that. Like, that's when I would be smoking shatter, just when I would have an actual, you know, quartz bucket. But even then, I had an email, and that shit just ended up being whack, like, after a while, because I needed to replace it. But, I don't know, it just wasn't, like, easy to replace. And
yeah, these e-rigs are the way to go. You just pop it in there, you hit a button. Does everything for you. Maintenance is pretty easy. You don't have to fuck with a torch.
Yep.
It's the future. What
Billy Mike OG said. He said, I say trade down to 3 with the Pats. Draft Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, I know it all sounds good, but it's just like in our drafts for like fantasy. Like, there's so many times where like someone will ask, what should I do? And oh yeah, just trade down a couple spots. You never know how easy that actually is. I don't think the Pats trade up. They're going to be able to get, at worst, they're going to be able to get the third best QB in this draft.
I gave up in one and two. In a dynasty just recently, a couple days ago, I gave up my 108 because I didn't really know who was taken there. And my team's pretty like good. It's a playoff team. I think I finished 4th last year. So I traded my 108, my 210. Because I had acquired that from somebody else, and the 308 for Kirk Cousins and Devon Achane. And I was like, I'm happy with that because honestly, fuck them picks. So now it's a super flex. Now I have my other quarterback because it was Justin Fields was my other guy there, and Stroud. So Stroud, Fields, and now Kirk Cousins. Had to add somebody in there because I'm kind of scared about what's going to happen with Fields. You don't really know. It's not set in stone. He's going to, you know, have a team to start for. So. Yeah. Had to make a move. And at 108, I didn't want to take somebody like, I don't know, JJ McCarthy or worse or whatever it may be there at QB.
Yeah, we just don't even know. So much shit's going to change over the next like month and a half. And Chase said, we'll see how Caleb performs, but what's his outlook for DJ Moore and Keenan next year? I don't know. I think that's going to be Fields. I think they're going to trade that pick away.
Yeah, I'm back and forth like every day on what I think they're going to do. Initially, though, I if it was me, I would trade the pick away. And if you could just move down one spot, then it's so good. And you can still get Marvin Harrison later. You know what I mean? Or just depends on who you trade with, right?
Do they need Marvin Harrison now? Like, you know, like, I mean, you have two, I mean, solid number ones. Like, I know that that's a generation of talent, but you need O-line. They need O-line help like nobody's business. Like, you need to be getting offensive linemen in the first round somehow. And I know that number nine pick will be, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would probably still pick a receiver there because then you're only going to have Keenan Allen for a short period of time. He's at the end of his career. I don't, and you know, Marvin Harrison should potentially just come right in and play though too. So, you know, it depends on what the team's really trying to do. I have no idea what they're trying to do.
There, it's just like, what's his name? JSN last year. Everyone's so hyped on JSN. He goes to Seattle. You got Metcalf and Lockett over there. You know, it's just a different story. You can you can just bring them on a little bit slower.
Yeah, Mark,
where they fall, Marvin Harrison in fantasy. That's what's funny is like, why do we need him right now until we know where he's gonna go?
He should be good no matter what. I don't think the QB situations should affect him too much, but obviously it could cap his ceiling, right?
He will be good. He will be great, but like. What do you think? Where would Keenan Allen do better fantasy wise, with the Chargers or with the Bears?
As of now, it seems the Chargers, right? Justin Herbert. But yeah, that's a surprise to me. That trade was like, what the fuck just happened?
He didn't want to take a pay cut. That's what they said.
Yeah, they had too many guys. I had mentioned it that other day that they had like, there was something was going to happen. They had too many guys to pay. And now they've got nobody.
I mean, with that that Mike Williams move, that got them out of the red. So that was the official move that got them out of the red. But, yeah, they still had, I think they had Khalil Mack restructured, Joey Bosa restructured, and Keenan Allen's like, nah, I'm not going to restructure. then they traded him away for a fourth rounder.
See, and that's why he was like Jets or Texans or whatever. I'm surprised he went Bears, but then he's probably thinking, all right, I can maybe do it. See, I would have only done it if I'm in like, okay, I got Fields, I know what I'm getting. Or you're definitely taking Williams, right? So it's one of those two. I don't know.
Yeah, I really want to, unless it's a move, unless it's a team where I'm like really competing for the championship, which I know a bunch that I have will be. I'm okay moving Keenan Allen. Like it sucks. Now you got to, it's only to the right person though. Someone who really believes that the Bears are going to be the shit. Or when there's Caleb talks about the Bears. Then Keenan Allen's value is going to go up, like just because of those talks.
Oh, my coffee. I forgot I had my coffee here. I'm getting blown.
Marco said, I need to trade up from the 105 to the 101 to get him, but I guess I need different players than JT and JMO because the guy already has them on Raw. I mean, you definitely like you need to figure out what that person wants. Like to get the 101, you probably are not just going to be able to send some random, you know, random trade to just jump up unless you have like the players are that good. Because the 105 from the 101, I mean, that 105 might as well be a second round pick to whoever has the 101.
Yeah, that's why I gave up. I gave up my 108. I was like, you know, I don't even know who's going to be there. I was thinking, I was like, Bowers won't be there. The quarterbacks I want won't be there. Marvin Harrison won't be there. I'm not going to reach for a running back. I was like, let me trade these picks away. Let me get Kirk Cousins. Let me get A-chan. I know what I'm getting. Yeah. I mean, those other picks, they could even be a boat, Lois. They could still bust. Also, you don't know. None of those guys are guaranteed.
Yeah,
I'm always willing to say fuck them picks. And then let me get studs like Tank Dell, like I did last year in the third round, fourth round. My guys that I like, you know, guys that I like that land on teams, it might be just like, oh. And that's what happens. They get pushed back in the draft.
Yeah. This is the year, though. The QBs and the wide receivers are so deep. This is the year where I think the lower first round picks are a little bit more valuable than years before.
Yeah, that's true, but you still got a hit on him. I already know that. I know that guy. He was thinking with that 108, he had the 106, and he's like, with that 108, one of those two guys, I'm getting Bowers, because he was willing to trade a Kelsey away at some point. Anyways, I'm trying to see the board and know what they're doing in certain leagues, and it just depends. You got to kind of know your league mates a little bit, too.
Philly might go GM, so I'm so baffled by this. He said, did you guys see the news about the guy who chopped off his feet and his hands? And then he had his feet stitched back onto his arms and his hands onto his legs. And he said he's in critical condition right now.
That doesn't even make sense. How's he able to do that without hands?
I mean, probably was him who did it. Fuck.
That's a good one.
Something of this magnitude has to be on social media. Okay, let's
I'm gonna look at it.
There's no way that it can't be. Let's try to find this shit.
That's too funny.
Yeah, like, what do I even fucking search? I feel like a weirdo searching this.
Quadruple amputee replacement. I don't know what you fucking search. It's wild. That is wild.
So let's see.
I need a better traveling case for my bubble. Like, if I want to, well, the bubbler's more for just taking it, keeping it here at home. It's not necessarily like a travel case, but like it comes in this box and it has the outline. Pop it in there, little space for my concentrate. But it's like if I'm going to a festival, take the bubbler with me. I'm just getting spoiled with the bubbler now.
Philly Mike OG, you tell me what I should be searching, because I don't even know. I mean, I searched feet sewn on arms. I didn't know what to search. So tell me what the fuck to search, and I'll try to find this shit on TikTok. It sounds insane. And what Tino say, I like that thinking peacock. You've seen those guys playing the NFL. It's safer, especially if you feel like your team's good already. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like if I'm like a rebuilding like type of player, I'm going to go try to get all the picks that I can. And sometimes you can still trade those picks away. Like, I mean, that guy who traded Peacock, like there's a month and a half. Well, I don't know. I don't know when your guys' drafts are, but if it was an RP, there would still be
44 days.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah. So I was like, this is a good time to do it because the picks, I don't know if that pick at 108 was going to gain more value. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like
it probably
I wasn't too sure, but at this
right now, there's no one knows who the 108 is going to be. When we start attaching names, where it's like, you know, Bowers starts like, you know, being that guy, you know, who's going to be there or whatever, like whoever the fuck it is, that's when it's going to start having more value. But it's like you have to wait, and I don't know, you got Kirk Cousins and A-Chain, like that's
fucking yeah. So like that guy, he's going to have to now. Like, well, if it's 106, he's probably taking Bowers. And then the 108 now that he has for me, he's probably going to have to take a QB. And I didn't want to take a QB there. So I'm taking, you know what I mean? Like, he's probably now forced because he's either off the Kirk Cousins thing because of the Achilles or whatever, right? But I'm on it. I'm like, hey, man, he has probably better weapons or the best weapons he's had in a long ass time, you know, and he gets the ball out quick. As long as he can drop back, that's all I care about. Kirk Cousins ain't going to take off running, you know, as long as he can drop back in the pocket.
Yeah. No. We're just seeing all, I don't know how the Achilles is something that people are recovering from like so quick, but
it's happening. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
Not me. I went for a jog with my daughter. We did a mile in about 8 minutes. And like afterwards, both my calves were just on fire, like tight.
Crispy had to hop in here just to say Dak is ass.
Sorry, Crispy. I don't think he's ass. I think that it's just unfortunate. Oh, yeah. Pressure situations, they don't cut, you know, come out on top. I don't know what happens there. He's not ass though.
They said draft picks or lottery picks. Fuck yeah! Why don't we go back 3 years and we'll just read off the first rounders? How about that? What would 3 years ago be? So that'd be the 2021 NFL draft. And let's just go to the first. Let's just read out the first round because most that was the thing for the longest time is that 3 years. That's like, you know, you make it 3 years. You're like better than an average player at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. So Trevor Lawrence, the 101. I think by his, like, how much hype he had, I still think that he's still a bust as of right now.
I have him in two dynasties, and I took him 101 in the startups that year. I started two dynasties that year, and I'm like, oh, thank God I got CJ Stroud in both of those, you know, everywhere last year. I moved up. I was like, I'm getting my guy. And I had Davis Mills too. So.
And here's how much of a lottery ticket those draft picks are, because the 102 and the 103, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. So just right there, the number two and the number three, you know, QB in this draft. I mean, if anyone, there might still be people who are saying, we don't know if Trey Lance is a bust yet. We haven't seen him play. He's a bust.
Well, that's true. You haven't really seen him. He's probably, and in those games that he did play a little bit, he was like 50-50, but he was putting up fantasy points. Then again, it was on San Francisco's team. So if I think every quarterback who's played there.
If the 49ers call him a bust and they're the ones who drafted him and they're the ones who traded all those picks, he's a bust.
That makes sense.
So 4 and 5, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase. Not bust, Chase. But I don't think Kyle Pitts is living up to that 104.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Or
not yet. Kirk Cousins is on the way.
at the 106. Okay. Penei Sewell at the 107. I mean, he's been solid. Good. Here you go. JC Horn at the 108. And it's crazy because I was the guy who was like, man, it should be Asante Samuel Jr. Like, fuck it. Like, him and Patrick Surtain, those should be like the top two guys. And I remember, like, it was like he was like projected as a fourth round guy. And I didn't even know like where he was projected. I'm just like, he was fucking bred for this. His dad, he's been playing cornerback his entire life, like, played at the top level, like everywhere. And it's crazy because I would have been right about that. JC Horn, I mean, a huge bust. He's gotten hurt fucking every year. Patrick Surtain, though, he was the next pick. That was a good pick. Devonta Smith, top 10. Yeah. That was a good pick. Fields at the 11. I mean, he's definitely out. Been a bust. He's way better than fucking Zach Wilson and Trey Lance, who got picked.
That is very true.
Micah Parsons goes next. He's definitely not a bust. Rashawn Slater, the tackle for the Chargers. Oh, yeah. I know. He's been
good. Forgot about him. Yeah, he's been solid.
But, yeah.
If he's playing and starting games, to me, that and not giving up a ton of sacks, that's all you can ask for in a lineman.
Yeah, and I know that he's I know he's gotten hurt a few times, and that'd be the knock on him.
Hold on, I got to open the front door for my wife.
Okay. And then Crispy said Trevor just went at the 211 in the number 3. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's going to warrant. I mean, we're still talking a super flex, you know. League here, so of course Trevor's gonna be going in the top two rounds like that, of course. All right, and Marco said if Lance isn't a bust, Josh Rosen ain't one too. I mean, Josh Rosen started his first year though,
that's horrible, Josh Rosen. Oh my god.
And he was so good that they got the 101 the next year to be able to take Kyler and skip him off. What up, Zeb? Let's smoke it up, bro.
When they did that, it was like, oh, man. But you know what? That was the best thing for them, and they still suck for some reason.
Let's see. Alijah Vera Tucker, the guard who the Jets drafted. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's still there. Mac Jones goes at number 15. Crazy because after year one, he had the most promise out of all those rookies, and yeah, the Patriots ruined him. Now he's on the same team with Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he got traded for like a sixth or seventh rounder, and now he's the backup for Trevor.
Wow.
Which Mac Jones might be a really good backup in the NFL.
I was gonna say, like, that's solid.
And
who's our backup? It's Davis Mills.
Because that's what's crazy is like, no, like we're not in the in the age of football right now where like half of the guys are like tipping 40. You know, like if you're 35, you still got a couple years before you get to 40.
We saw all those Phillip Rivers and other guys fade out just a little while ago. So we're in a newer era.
Yeah, when it was like Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Big Ben, Eli. Hey, Noble's in the house. What up, Noble?
What up, young Noble?
Like, yeah, that was Salute. a way different time in the NFL where like a lot of guys had a shot to like become a starter. You know, like right now, I'm not saying there's not a bunch of spots that are up for grabs in the QBs, because there are, but.
Yeah, they're saying that there's going to be like, I don't know, what, four of the first six picks or something going to be QBs?
Yeah, I mean,
they're most likely.
There might be 6 to 8 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. And
that's a lot, man.
You go back just 2 years when Kenny Pickett was the only first round drafted QB. And I even said back then that nobody was good enough to get drafted in the first round. That was the year that the draft was here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, that was a horrible draft class.
And now Kenny Pickett's not on their squad anymore.
Was that the Davis Mills draft class?
No. That's so huge. No, I think Davis Mills was in this draft class, the 2021, the one that we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah. He was a third rounder.
Yep, he was. He was the 2021. And see,
he's a perfect bridge quarterback. Screw that. He had just enough likability to people give him a pass, you know what I mean? And just enough ability to like not completely suck.
Johnny shouting out Noble.
What's up, Noble?
Camille shouting out Noble. Marty,
you excited, Noble, to add another addition there to the fam?
Your little brother is talking about.
He's like, it's too early for that.
Day now. Yeah, he could come any day.
Any day now. Well, it'll be exciting that day. Trust me. I remember my sister, my brother-in-law was off like doing something at the island with his boat, and I stayed over at my sister's house, and I was in high school, and my nephew, boom, on the way, and she's like, you got to drive. And I'm like, oh, man. And I wake up and don't even brush my teeth. I just jump in, and I just learned how to drive standard, and her truck was standard. So here we go.
Got to learn on the fly.
Yeah, we got there safe. One place, one piece.
Yeah, he could come any day now. So there'll just be one day on Patreon. And I'll be like, hey, this is not a drill. But yeah, any day now.
And you'll see it right here. We're going to get the notification. And we're live in the emergency room.
Yeah, his due date's the 31st. So we'll see. I know Vanessa's ready. Can he come
already? Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Like, yeah, I'm not already. That's how my wife was.
Yeah, she's doing good with it though. She's doing
good. It was that meme of what is the Jets player who's like, can't wait. I forgot who it is. Quinn Williams. I don't remember who it is. Can't wait. Can't wait. I'm all hyped.
What Tino said, I'm not sure Uncle Crispy would stay away though. He said, I hate the mobile QBs. Oh wait. Oh, is Murray going to be a bust or is he going to ball? Pause.
they're supposedly, with the way the quarterback's going to get drafted, they got the number 4 pick. They could take Marvin Harrison at the number 4. And that would totally help Kyler Murray, who likes to throw the ball deep, outside the numbers, 50-50 balls. He does that a lot. You know what I mean? No Hollywood Brown.
And who's the other? I'm just blanking right now. I'm like 10 dabs in. Who's two guy. Oh yeah, Neighbors. And I mean, see, what if Harrison Jr. even goes like 1 or 2 somehow?
And then take Malik Neighbors.
That would still be like really dope for them.
Yeah, I would definitely go the wide receiver route for Arizona at number 4, unless somebody's offering a hell of a lot, like let's say the Vikings want to move up and take the, you know, their 2 first plus next year's first or something. Then I'd be like, sure. Yeah, but I don't know if I'd do it just to move back for 2 firsts.
The last good receivers I feel like they had were Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin. And like Boldin, they've been trying to like, you know, they've really been trying for a long time to like draft someone in the second round who's like anywhere even like close to his caliber. They cannot do it. They better take a wide receiver with this pick. Take like a surefire Harrison or Neighbors.
Yeah, with my Texans dropping back the way they did, they have a lot of flexibility to either move up and get somebody they like, maybe a little earlier in the second or late first or somewhere back into the first. My guess is they probably just sit back and let the value kind of come to them. Nick Caserio loves to do that kind of thing. You've seen him draft really well players like Christian Harris and Tank Dell in the third round. So guys like that, even Damian Pierce value in the fourth that they were able to use for a year. So, like, I think that he likes taking shots in the second and third round and having those picks. So, it's going to be interesting. I'm pretty sure on draft day, he's going to shake things up and move around.
And see, and the thing that's crazy, Tino, is like Kyler, I feel like he's a mobile quarterback out of necessity, not because he wants to be. Like, I mean, he was pretty vocal saying that he did not want to be like a running quarterback. He wants that to be a luxury. But if you don't have good wide receivers that can get open, you're kind of forced to do that.
He's so tiny.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes maybe he can't see over the line.
Philly Mike OG said DeAndre Hopkins has left the building. Let's see. Noble just took my phone. Let's go see what it says.
I didn't get a notification, but sometimes things come through a little quicker on other, or if you're following like a different media outlet, that's a little quicker sometimes too.
Tino said the dudes always had good wide receivers. Okay, no. The only good wide receiver that he's had is DeAndre Hopkins.
And some people would argue that Hollywood and Rondale Moore combo was pretty good.
I mean, yeah. I don't like the stats wouldn't say that, you know.
Yeah.
Like production wouldn't say that. That's it was
true.
Hype.
Shit's just falling apart.
A lot of hype. And but Tino, throw it in the chat. Who he said it right there. Hollywood, Moore, and Hopkins. And he said all balling still.
Hopkins. Yeah,
which
true, yeah.
Which
Rondale Moore. Rondale Moore. He just got traded.
Yeah, Rondale Moore was trash with them. Like I really liked Rondale Moore, and the Cardinals fucking ruined him. And Hollywood, Hollywood was last year only, right? Like, how long wasn't it just last year or 2 years ago?
Hollywood.
Yeah, how long was he even there? It was so short.
I don't know, man, because the Cardinals became ass.
Yeah.
Like, they have been at bottom feeders since even with Murray, you know? Like, 1 year, I think they made the playoffs, maybe.
Yeah, and you just said three good wide receivers, and he's been in the NFL since what? This is going to be his fifth year, sixth year in the NFL, and he's only had three good wide receivers in those times. And you've had shit play calling because of a garbage-ass college coach who couldn't fucking cut it in the NFL? No. I'm not going to get
I don't know, but fuck them, because they took Watt and Hopkins towards the end of their career there, and it's just like, you know.
You know how good that the Cardinals are at drafting wide receivers? That they drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in the second round. Or no, was it him? J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? Or who the fuck?
The Eagles got him.
No, yeah. Who the fuck? Hold on. Now I got to go see. They drafted somebody who didn't deserve to be drafted two picks above DK Metcalf. And I'm sure he did deserve to be drafted there. Let me see. Who is the 62nd pick?
I'm going to do the dry pipe.
2019 NFL draft. Andy Isabella. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
Just as relevant as J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. They drafted. Could you imagine how much better the Cardinals would have been if they would have drafted D.K. Metcalf at the 62nd pick instead of letting him go 64th pick to the Seattle Seahawks?
64. Wow.
Yeah, second. Late second round pick. And Emil said, what's the Chargers' next move without Keenan Allen and Mike Williams? And you have to get a wide receiver with that. What do they have? The sixth pick? Have to get a wide receiver. And how about you say without Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, without their entire offense minus Herbert?
Yeah, Austin Eckler's not there.
Herbert's like the remember that Will Smith meme, like at the end when everybody leaves and he's just there in the empty room. That's Herbert right now.
What pick do they have?
Like six.
They should They should trade back to 11 and 23. And that way they have another first round pick.
I mean, but you gotta, then it takes like the right person that actually, like, how many?
The Vikings. The Vikings have 11 and 23. And they'd need a quarterback and they'd have to come in here and it wouldn't be too hard to get into the number five pick. Although I wouldn't trade up to number five to take whoever's left at this point. Because the four other quarterbacks or three other quarterbacks who were taken are probably way better. It's like a tier break almost.
Yeah, we don't know who's going to be there. But yeah, I don't even think, like, Vikings would be stupid to do that.
Well, that's what they did, though. Why would you get two firsts?
Well, no,
like,
no,
they need a quarterback. Like, they're not going to get a good quarterback at 11. It's even worse.
I mean, you might. This year is a different year compared to every other year. Like, maybe that 2021 class was the closest besides this because there was, like, five guys drafted in the first round. I mean, shit, five QBs drafted in the top 15 overall picks. It might be something like that this year. And a lot of those guys busted, but Justin Fields was one of those guys who we said we wouldn't consider him a bust, and he went at number 11.
So who do they think, like, Jaden Daniels is going to drop to 11? I don't think so. That's the one running quarterback.
Go with a Michael Penix. He's going to
go. Penix would be the guy. Penix would have to be the guy, the pick that makes sense at 11 at this day.
So Allen left. He got traded for a fourth rounder to the Chicago Bears. So now it's DJ Moore and Keenan Allen over there. Justin Fields as of now and DeAndre Swift. Like, their offense is
it looks good. I don't think Swift is going to be as successful as he was in Philadelphia, obviously. That offensive line was stacked. He wasn't even getting touched before he was already like 3 yards downfield or some shit. So it's going to look a lot different, his numbers. I'm not really in on Swift.
Marco said, imagine the Browns would have drafted Brady with the first overall pick in 2000. Well, see, that's the thing. If the Patriots drafted Brady with their number one pick in 2000, he's not Brady.
Yeah.
It just would have happened.
There's too much pressure. Too much pressure. He's probably starting out of the gate. You know, he doesn't get to come on the bench. Like, it's different. He doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. Brady without a chip on his shoulder is completely different.
And they wouldn't have, and they wouldn't have even done that because, you know, I mean, they still had what the hell was his name? Bledsoe. You know, he was still the guy. It was him getting hurt that even made the way that paved the way for Brady. And so if the Browns, could you imagine if the Browns did, first off, Brady wasn't even like treated like he was the best quarterback on his team in college.
So, yeah, he came in late, kind of, and did his thing as well there.
Well, yeah, he did good. And when the other guy, whoever the fuck it was, whenever he failed, he came in. And I know he had a lot of comeback plays. He was not touted as a first round guy, like, not even close. And if Brady would have went to the Browns, he would not have what does he have? Seven Super Bowl champions. He would not have seven Super Bowl championships. He probably wouldn't have even been around that long.
It's like, you like the headband, Tino? That's my son's from karate. I stole it from him. I was like, that shit's dope. Give me that. It's totally my personality.
All right.
I even have I have a kimono over here. Hold on.
And Toker once on Rumble said, is Allen not going to be as relevant in Chicago? I think that he will be fantasy relevant for sure. There's no way that he's not. But I think that the biggest ding that he's going to get is to his target market share. I mean, it was like over 30% with the Chargers. It ain't going to be anywhere close to that now.
I got the kimono. Yeah, usually I walk around the house with just the kimono and some shorts, no shirt on underneath. That way it's nice and fresh. It's hot up in here in Texas. You know how that goes.
What was that? Then the Pineapple Express. Like, you're not chill, dog. Look at me. I'm chill wearing a kimono.
That's why I got one, dude. Like, it's pretty chill. It's like, you wear it around the house, can lounge. If you go to the beach, it's good, like, coverage for shade at the same time, but it's fresh. You know what I mean?
Tina said, fly as fuck, bro.
My dad saw a picture, like, I sent him a picture. I had one, and he was like, hey, because he used to have one when he was in his 30s. That's why I got it. And I was like, fuck yeah. I remember him having exactly like this, like, with black with cranes on it. My dad was a G back in the day. Still is. He has a fucking, he barely got a piercing like a couple of months ago. Like, he's like, fuck, can I pierce my ear?
How old is he?
68.
Okay. I can't even say it's a mid midlife crisis. I mean, if midlife crisis happened at 68, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's cool. That's cool. And what the hell?
Yeah, he got his first tattoo when he was like 44 or something. Okay. So pretty late.
Yeah, it was funny. I went, so Planet 13, it's the world's, well, I don't know if it's the world's biggest dispensary. I think it is the world's biggest dispensary. It's fucking huge. And it was when Ricky Williams came and was doing the meet and greet. And they had all these like booths. It was a whole big day, like, because since Ricky Williams was going to be there and one of the big things, like, they had all these vendors and everything out there. And there was one vendor there. They were for a tattoo shop that's about to open. And they were like, hey, you want a coupon for a free tattoo? And I was like, nah, you can save that for someone else. I won't use it. And then, like, what? You don't want a free tattoo?
Free tattoos are like, first of all, tattoos are expensive. Second of all, like, a free one from a legit shop is like, that's the way to go. That's this one that I have here. I won in a contest. It's a fucking Tyrannosaurus.
Nice.
But the shop, the owner had like a giveaway thing, and it was like $1,000 sleeve or whatever, a spot, like, you know, real big. He's like, I'll do whatever you want. And I was like, hell yeah, I'll enter. And then boom, I won. I was like, what? No way. I didn't even tell my wife. I was just like, I took a day off from work, disappeared one day, came back with a fucking arm sleeve.
Got it for free. One contest. That's tight.
Yeah, I would just go to my truck and hit my vape pen and come back and be like, the dude was cool. We listened to like 3 Joe Rogan podcasts back to back to back.
Like 10 hour. It
was, I was there all day, dude.
Yeah, and Vanessa said that Sherlock Dabber is dope. Hell yeah, it's the Puffco.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, so this one's real portable. You can put it in there, and then I have the bub for in office use, or like if a homie comes by and wants, like, we can. I mean, this one too. You can pass this one around. You get a lot of hits out of them. Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised, but I did a lot of research, man. It was between this one and the Khalifa Kush one that I was like going back and forth with, because that's more my size portable. I didn't need anything real big, yeah. Like the what's that one? The Evo Boost, right? The one you got.
Yeah, the switch.
Oh, the switch.
One of the reasons why this one's cool, and it's the switch because you can switch from vaping dabs to vaping flower.
Oh, so check it out. You can do that with this. You take out the chamber, and you have to buy obviously the flower one, but you can replace it and hit dry herb with this as well.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the reminder, Vanessa. Animaniacs Live is tonight, so I'm so curious what this is.
Live?
Yeah.
On Disney or what?
No, it's like a concert here in Vegas.
Oh, cool.
No idea. The tickets were free, so I got them. Me and Noble are going to go. And
that's cool, man. Enjoy.
Later tonight. We're not even telling him what it is because he's not even going to know. Like what?
Yeah. So like, check it. I was watching the revamped Looney Tunes last night with my kids for a little bit. It's like they're in, you know, the Tiny Tunes. I meant to say Tiny Tunes. It's like a revamped Tiny Tunes. Tiny Tunes, they were like in elementary school back in the day. This one, they're like moving in together in college. So Buster and Plucky Duck were moving into the same dorm, and they were just going at it. They're fighting in this one. It was pretty funny.
Cool.
But I was like, it's tripped. There's a little twist, slightly, you know, neat, like the animation looks a little bit better, but other than that, pretty straight. The voices is what got me though. They weren't the same, obviously, but.
So this one, at least what I read, two of the characters, like, okay. So one guy I remember. So when I went to Comic-Con in, was it 2013 or 2014, something like that.
Which one? San Diego?
Oh yeah.
San Diego. Oh, badass.
Yeah.
That's like the best one.
It was the first time I ever went. And there was a South Park. I don't know if it was for the Stick of Truth or for the, whatever the first game was that they created that came out on like PlayStation 4 and Xbox 360 and like all that shit. I think it was the Stick of Truth. Someone told us, they were like, that fucking panel is going to be so fucking crowded that if you want to go to that, you have to go to the one before it just so you can like get a seat or like, you
won't even. Stand in line for the and not get in. Wait the entire first series or session, and then, yeah. So how long did you wait then?
Well, so we waited probably like 2 hours. So we got out there because there's a shitload of panels that were there. Okay. But yeah, so we get there like 2 hours early, And yeah, we're waiting in line, and then we get into the first panel. The first panel was so cool because it was about voiceover actors. And so it was like a panel of fucking cartoon characters from our childhood. And like,
yeah, but the regular people. And then all of a sudden they do a voice and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah. Like the fucking lady was there.
Nancy Cartwright.
Close your eyes, everybody.
Yeah. She does a lot of the voices.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And so,
I think three or four characters.
And so the reason why I was even bringing this up is the guy who was the voice for the Animaniacs. He's actually all three. Wacko. Oh. Yeah, he does all three. And so just a couple times he was doing the hello nurse and, you know, and he did the first verse from that, the countries around the world or whatever.
Oh yeah. That's how I learned some of the countries back in the day, South America for sure.
Yeah. And Chase said, damn, it looks like that Animaniac show has an orchestra. Dude, it's going to be wild. I don't know what the fuck it's going to entail, but
I'm going
to try to get a bunch of video and share it with you guys. It's a free concert, cool. So we better be able to like take a video.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was gonna say sometimes they don't let you do it, because I know when I was there the last time when we were at the mansion, I went to the Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was absolutely like no cameras and stuff. Like the people were like jumping out of the rafters and like slapping phones out of your hands and stuff. Yeah.
What did you guys see? Because there's a lot of Cirque du Soleil.
I think it was called Ka or something like that. Ra. Okay. I don't know, man. I took a lot of stuff before I went, remember?
Yeah. No idea what any of those shows are like about. I just know that all of them are supposed to be like the biggest extravaganzas around.
Dude. So, yeah, like acrobats, like super action. Like, I felt like I was in a war or something going on. It was pretty cool. Like, Johnny, it was cool.
He said Vegas, said the show was tight.
Yeah, it was. It was badass, especially when they were doing like the mountain climbing chase scene. Like, they have like, there's like a big platform and it comes out and they're doing all the acting on there and they change the stage up. It's like a boat and then like an invasion and a bunch of shit. But then the thing will go up on hydraulics, come down, it turns this way like a wall and pegs come out and they're doing freaking like climbing flips on the pegs. Like, I don't know. And then when they fall, there's projections in the background too. So it looks like it's a mountain. And the peg will come out and it looks like the guy hits a rock when he's falling. Like, it looks intense. It's and you know, you're watching it. Oh, I was tripping out. It was so cool though. I'd never been to a show. I'd been to Vegas several times and never been to a show. And I was like, this is what's up. This is pricey, right? But I mean, it was worth it.
Yeah.
And all those things are, you pay for the experiences. Like we did the Meow Wolf. That was cool.
Yeah. Vanessa said they said it's for adults, but the kids will enjoy it too. Yeah, that was the funniest thing of how they promoted this Animaniacs concert.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff will go over their head, so it's perfect. You know, I like stuff.
Yeah, the only Cirque du Soleil show that I've seen here in Vegas so far. Like, eventually it'd be cool to like see all of them, but yeah, they're pricey, so it's got to be like special occasions. But me and Vanessa saw the Michael Jackson, the one at that one.
Everybody loves Michael Jackson. Everybody loves Michael Jackson in my family. My kid has the vinyls and stuff, like his greatest hits. They're all dancing all the time.
It's super cool. If you've seen the movie This Is It, where it's like, you know, kind of showcasing the last concert or whatever before he passed away. That it's that concert that they're putting on.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty dope. Jamie in the house. What up, bro? Let's smoke it up. And he said, oh shit, I missed the whole show. At least an hour and 15 minutes of it. Yeah, for sure.
Like charging my piece up a little bit, but it's good. It's not in the red, it's in the yellow, so I still got plenty of hits.
And see, and that was kind of what I hated about that portable one, is not that I had to charge it as often as I did, but I never wanted it to like die. Because once it
dies, me either.
You can't fucking, you know, then you need to let it charge for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this one was like, I read it and I was like, a lot of people, or I saw reviews and they're like, you know, you can only hit it maybe like, it's not as long for like extended sessions. You can maybe only take like 15 dabs. And I was like, holy shit, dude.
Hey, man, you know, like, if you're a dabber, like, you're a dabber.
I was like, I don't think I need it like that.
So funny though that because that was always like my beef. It's like, man, I can't even take like five dabs back to back. Like with trying to smoke it like 15 minutes I have on my break at work and just get as toasted as I can.
Yeah, this one says like you could do like four back to back is like, you know, fine. Don't try to like push it, you know. And you don't really need to. And all you have to do is wait literally like a minute and it'll cool down, and then that'll call that back to back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they mean like back to back to back where everything's still hot, you know?
Yeah, like literally like the way that I do it. I would break the coils. Like it was way too much. Like technology wasn't there for it to get that hot that quick and to keep being reused.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so they sell another one of these, like the Sherlock one, but it's called the Wizard. And obviously, the stem is super long. Like you can have it in your lap and it'll reach your mouth. You're just sipping on it. And it has like this twirl like technology, and the colors are all cool, right? So that's how they get you over here with the stupid, not attachments, but the glass things that go with everything. And this one in particular.
I know they have a few different like styles, and the ones that have like the big bases, like,
yeah.
It's actually the Stash guys. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was the red dab rig that that we had there in August.
I don't remember which. I know I took like a couple of ones over there, but I think they were both out of the same rig.
Yeah,
the one at the bar.
They make all like the bases for that, and I think I don't know if they sued Puffco or like something, because they pretty much like started using like the same shit that they were
the doing. Round base that they had, like that with the glass goes on. The Peak Pro or the Peak is the one that they have. I know there's a lot of imitation ones out there that look like that too. Like a whole bunch of stuff looks similar. That's why I went this route with the proxy. I was like, there's really not anything out there like this proxy.
Yeah.
And so they sell like a table version. It's like it looks like a little round crystal ball, and it has a spout, and you sit it in there and it fills it up like a little like a, what are they called? Not like a droplet, like a percolator.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So like, that whole thing, the whole bowl fills up, right? It looks like a decoration, dude. That's what I like about this shit. I mean, obviously, it still looks like smoking accessories, but it looks a little more classy.
Yeah. Jamie said, any sporting events tonight for the Rumble podcast?
Oh,
well. So not tonight, because me and Noble we're going to be going to Animaniacs Live, this concert that's going down at like 7 o'clock. So not going to be doing anything tonight. But what is going down tonight, Peacock?
On UFC, there's UFC tonight. It's just a fight night, so it's free. If you got ESPN Plus or basically any, I'm sure ESPN will have some stuff. Well, I think it's only on ESPN Plus now that I think about it. But there's, I think Tua Tagovailoa is going to fight. That's the dude who does the shoey. He drinks beer out of his shoe after he wins. So he's been on a losing streak though. I haven't seen him do a shoey in a minute. So let's see if he can pull that off. I don't really know what's up on the rest of the card, but there's definitely that going on. And I believe tomorrow, I know a lot of people aren't into soccer, but, there's some soccer stuff going on.
Dang. So, okay. So the UFC, so it is only ESPN Plus. So I think that's gotta be just a thing where I'm streaming those fights, even if they're not necessarily that good. Because what is it still? Does it start same time, like 7 o'clock?
This one actually today, the fight night, since it's not like a pay-per-view, it's starting earlier. So we'll actually, I believe it starts at 4 o'clock Eastern. So fairly early. The undercards though, like, you know, the whatever fights. And then the main card, I think, is at 7 Eastern, which is still early. That's 6 Central my time. That's like several hours earlier. So
For sure. So we might still do that.
There you go.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. And we'll see. I don't know. And if you want to join Peacock, maybe you
can. I'll see if I'm around. I have no idea what I'm doing. But yeah, if I'm around, then definitely. I know I love to watch the fights. So
Jamie said, Animaniacs, one of my favorite cartoons. I just watched a few episodes last week with the kids. Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was watching the Tiny Toons. I saw some X-Men back from the 90s, trying to catch up on some episodes like I totally forgot about. I was watching one last night. I was like, I don't remember this happening at all. So funny. Yeah.
So there you go, Jamie. So around 4 o'clock. I like to go live a little bit before just to remind people to get over to Rumble. But we'll do that. That's 4 o'clock today. So I'll go live maybe 20-ish minutes before that.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see if I'm around. I barbecued yesterday, and so like I feel like I've done my spring break stuff with the kids already. I took a couple days off from work, so
nice.
Like I'm in relax mode now. Don't ask me to do shit.
All right, I'm toasted. I don't know how many dads deep we are. At least 15.
I had to charge. So yeah, maybe I'll do one more for the road.
Oh, shit. Recently, Jamie said they have new episodes of Animaniacs that just came out recently. What?
Really?
Now I gotta go search.
I didn't even realize that when I was watching it.
Oh, what the hell? 2020 to 2023? What? Has had?
Oh, you know what? That's right. Resurgence?
Interesting.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, let's see. So the first run... What was the first run of the show?
Let's cut that one in half. That was too big. I got scared.
94 through 99. And, I mean, there's a shitload of episodes.
There's Tank Dell in the background playing ping pong with CJ. It was funny because I was at my brother-in-law's house. He's a Cowboys fan. And then we're talking about stuff or whatever. And he's like, ah, you guys are set and all this shit and blah, 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 right? Kind of giving the Texans a little bit of props, finally. And then Tank Dell came up and I was like, he's a little bitty dude, man. And he's like, how big is he? And I was like, he's like 5'9", 165. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Like, for real, dude, I'm serious. I was like, look it up. And like, I think online it says 5'10", but I was like, that's his hair, bro. Like, he has like his dreads stacked up like 6 inches or whatever. Like he's not 5'10".
All right. So we're going to do one more dab for this. Cause my mind just got a little blown right now. Cause of this. Cause I didn't know that they revived the series. I mean, I don't know. Like, but yeah, there's not a lot of episodes either.
Like eight episodes maybe, or 10 or something. Or
13 and 10. But three seasons though. Yeah. 2020. 2021, and then
you should play those in the background just real subtly and for Noble, like today, just kind of have them and then be like, hey, check it out when you get to the show. We're watching this earlier.
And Vanessa, where can you watch them? Looks like on Hulu.
Hulu,
it's a Hulu thing. Or you know, where you can watch them, you can actually watch them on the streaming app. I'm sure, I don't know if you can, but for the purposes, we'll just say that you can, because there's like thousands of TV on demand TV series, tens of thousands of on demand movies, and then the live TV as well. So it's cable channels, every single cable channel, every single like sports package, it's all in one, all for $40. It is. It's called Insomniac. You won't be able to find it in the Amazon marketplace. I'm gonna put the link in where you can sign up
in the Amazon jungle.
Yeah, you will not be able to find it there. You have to have the downloader app. But you'll learn all about that. And what Marco said? Have you been living? About the new Animaniacs episode. I don't know. Just this rock in Las Vegas, I guess.
I forgot that it had happened. I saw like the first episode of it. And then I was like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't get back into it. I don't have time anymore. I've been watching too much anime.
There we go. Yeah. And if you're an anime person, there is a shitload of anime on this app.
Look at like all my anime Funko Pops over here. I got like Satoru Gojo a couple of times and Sakuna. And like, I don't know, man. I've been watching a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen. And it was voted the number one anime of 2023. It's pretty badass. There's a lot of crazy demonic sorcery shit going on in there. I don't know. It's weird. And of course,
I did not know much about anime, but someone who was going to sign up, they were like, hey, I'll sign up for the service. If there's anime, but two specifically, if there was these five series and two of them were like brand new, like they just came out, like I think like within the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, for sure. I've been watching a lot of Demon Slayer or, I was trying to remember what it's called in Japanese, but I don't want to mess it up.
Oh man, we have a trade in this. This 420 Superflex offense only. Someone just traded The 2025 first rounder and a 2025 second rounder for a fifth round pick this year in the startup.
What?
I'm curious who they're going to get, because that may or may not, you know, be that bad, because we don't know who the hell, we don't know how good the team's going to be who's trading these picks.
It's in a startup, so there's more picks in the fifth round. That makes more sense. I didn't understand. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because that would be like the equivalent.
Because it's rookie picks next year for a startup this year, so you already know where players are established. So
yeah, exactly. Okay. And yeah, I have
Jesus. Let's do this again here.
Boosted. I wonder what fucking pick though, because it says a fifth round pick. Fifth round pick from
who's going in the fifth round in startups right now? Running backs, receivers.
So it's a 5-2. I mean, that's what's crazy is like they're making this trade so early because
you don't know.
Just cracked the third round right now.
It's a 5-2. Oh, okay, so it's a 5-2. It's an early fifth.
Yeah. But I don't know who's going to be there, you know, in those picks. Like, let's see who was there. And we just finished our Superflex IDP. And let's see, just for context, let's see who went at the 5-2 just in that one. So at the 5-2 in this one, it was Travis Etienne. DJ Moore went right before Pittman and Jacobs, London Cup. Guys like
those are good receivers. Those are good receivers right there.
Yeah. I mean, if it ends up being a low first and second rounder, you know, like, yeah, that's going to be awesome for the person trading them away. If they're a high first and second round pick because your team sucks, you know,
betting on yourself. Yeah, it's betting on yourself, you know, on your team.
Those picks.
That's Alex, cool.
Did you show your Funko collection? No, I've actually, I haven't gotten addicted to buying Funkos.
Yeah, I have. Let's see. Can you guys see up there? That's like the ones. Some of the ones I got up there, or not all of the ones I got. Yeah. What the hell? My camera work sucks. Sorry, I can't see the screen. I got some display.
Let me pull.
My wife's always pissed. She's like, don't be putting all your stuff everywhere. So it's like, I'm limited to this.
Yeah, it took us getting this house in Vegas where got a whole extra room for the studio.
I got like vigilante over there.
This would not be happening.
There's Jean-Michel Basquiat, the artist.
Nice. All right. A lot of Funkos now. All right, here we go. You can kind of see them a little bit in the background on some of these streams, but not everywhere. So this one was kind of cool because I just got it in a Five Below for like $5. Princess Leia.
Those are always good when they're like real cheap and you're like, hey, I like this.
Yeah. it was some kind of special edition. Like one, I think it's going for like $15. So either way, I feel good when I buy something and I know that it's like more value already. This one was Noble's first Funko that he got.
My son has that one. He has that one, and he just got a Naruto one. And of course, Dragon Ball, right? He's all into Dragon Ball.
Nice. This one was also at Five Below for $5. The original Ayavia.
I saw that one at Five Below. I was like, yeah, I was going to get it, but I don't know. My kids wanted a skateboard or something. So I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, I couldn't tell myself no. And all right, who's a fan of Goodfellas in here? So I got Goodfellas. They just came out. They just released a whole, all of them. So I got, here goes Tommy. Right here, there's four of them.
Joe Pesci.
We got Jimmy. And then we got Henry Hill, of course, damn rat. And then we got Pauly. So Pauly, that's a Funko exclusive. There's only a certain amount that they're releasing of these ones. So felt like that's I had to get all four.
That is tight. I have, what do I have up here? I have Vigilante from Peacemaker, that show with John Cena, where he's like, he's basically, that show's pretty hilarious, not going to lie. And then I have the Satoru Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen. I have Sensei Kakashi from Naruto. I got a Batman Beyond. I got the Riddler. I got the Batman from the new movie, Pickle Rick, a weaponized Morty. And like I said, Jean-Michel Basquiat. And I think that's all I have out here. I don't know what I have in the closet.
Nice.
I forgot.
Yeah, I got a couple more here. So we got these different Michael Jackson ones. So which one was this one from? I think this one. This one from the black or white? I think this one might have been from the black or white.
Oh, that's cool.
And then got a Funko exclusive. So this one was the Grammys.
Nice.
Where he won all those Grammys.
And the gloved one.
This is still the dopest one out of all of them, though. Got the power line.
Oh, nice. Yeah, power line's cool.
That's the dopest one. And then got two of these big ones as well. So I don't know if you guys seen this where they have like the different different backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
This Michael Jackson one where it's the Thriller case. And then Vanessa got me this one. I don't know if this was for my birthday or Christmas, one of the two, but the Tupac one.
Oh, nice.
Tupac Funko as well.
I bought my, this is my birthday gift to myself. I was a tough go. My birthday's in a couple of weeks, so.
Cannot go wrong. All right. One more dab.
Morning. Here we go.
Get out of here. And now I let that cool down. That was that was a good couple minute break. Let this thing cool down.
Yeah, it's that papaya shit. Jelly papaya fusion live resin.
Hell yeah.
Tastes so good. Yo, so I just noticed in these Ricky Williams, the H is a 34.
Yeah. Super crazy, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, the things
I was at my brother-in-law's house and I told him and he was like, holy shit, Heisman, and he started laughing.
The things that the stoners will do with their designs.
Right? There's a lot of hidden shit and a lot of work I do. I've been doing that forever, ever since like art in high school when I took art classes in high school.
Nice.
I'd always put a little guy with a flute, the goat legs guy with a flute pan. I'd always throw him in artwork everywhere. Nice. My friends were in on it, so they'd always look at my shit and be like, all right, where's he at? It was cool. I'd turn in school projects and have like fucked up things in there, hidden messages.
Jamie said, I made a trade last night in the single QB. I got Chase, DJ Moore, and Debo trading away Olave, Barkley, Stroud, and the 105. I mean, a single,
even, but single, it depends what you need.
Yeah, single QB Stroud's kind of nothing.
Yeah.
There's just so many other QBs that just, you know, there's only 12 all that to start.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's super even, though, like, no matter what. I mean,
it just depends on what the pick turns into or, you know, how you value the pick, how much quarterbacks are valued. Or if your league has, like, bonuses and stuff, too, that always plays a difference.
Yeah. Crispy said, I don't get that trade in number three. Well, what I said is I don't get why they would do that right now. You know, it's so far in advance of that pick actually happening. Because you don't know who's going to be there. So it's not like he's trading for someone specific. But, yeah, first and a second for, like, one solidified player. I mean, these top five rounds. Well, I mean, that's a top 50 player. Because the top four rounds would be 48 picks, and it's 502. So he's, like, literally trading a first and a second. First and a second round pick next year. Which you still have to wait all the way next year to use those picks. And sometimes those picks might not even pay off for a year or two after you make the picks. So he's trading. He's trading for a solidified player.
This last one killed me.
All right. You got anything shout out Peacock before we get out of here?
I think my website, there's still like 20 or 40% off right now. If you guys want to check it out, still the same site, neonpeacockmerch.com or neonpeacock.threadless.com. But yeah, I got stuff on there. The weed merch is back up and you can check that out. And I'll probably be dropping some stuff here real soon once I figure out where rookies are landing.
There we go. All right. And don't forget, we'll be back for some UFC right around 4 o'clock West Coast time. Not even sure what fights are going down, but Peacock said there's at least one good one. So we'll be there for everyone who doesn't want to pay to watch it on ESPN Plus. You'll be able to rock with us on Rumble.
Cool.
We'll see you guys there. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want him to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.